Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today, because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. When you take better care of your farm equipment, you can be more efficient and have less downtime. Cenex SuperLube TMS is the leading heavy-duty diesel engine oil to keep all your farm equipment running in top shape, which means you'll have less downtime and more fill-in time. And daisy time. And dusty time. Ask for SuperLube TMS in the Total Protection Plan today, because quality oil leads to quality time. Find SuperLube products at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Well, the cattle complex likely to open on a mixed basis this morning, pushed and pulled by profit-taking on one hand and short covering on the other. The hog contract should also begin with uneven action in slow volume. Now, the qualifying rounds of Olympic checkers stand to be more interesting than Tuesday's cash cattle trade. In other words, bids and asking prices very likely to remain barely defined throughout the day. Our guess is that feedlot managers will price ready steers and heifers about 120 to 122 in the south, 190 to 192 in the north today, but few are likely to be asked. Look for cash hog buyers to stay the course in terms of consistently lower bids. A statement of the obvious, though, but the packers will keep pointing lower until the numbers keep coming. After increasing about 2% from a year earlier during July, weekly slaughter volumes may maintain that pace in August, boosting this week's projected volume near 2.24 to 2.25 million compared to last year's 2.21 million. Now on the future, soybean futures closed higher yet today with new crop November at a one-week high following another daily sale on Monday the 11th. That sale is in less than 2 weeks. While corn eked about a small gain and was supported by a daily sale to Mexico. Wheat futures were narrowly mixed with spring wheat a few cents higher as storms this week in North Dakota could slow the harvest there. Again, the winter wheat markets finished mixed with soft red winter and spring wheat a little bit higher and hard red winter wheat lower. Bigger crops around the world this year, particularly Australia and Russia, have kept a lid on prices. In the U.S., severe storms are forecast this week in North Dakota, which could interrupt the spring wheat harvest. Corn futures closed up a small amount as support from Monday's export news. A big crop was countered by Friday's USDA report. In addition to Mexico's daily purchase, USDA says shippers exported a better-than-expected 57.2 million bushels of corn this past week, with South Korea and Japan the top destinations. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at superiorlivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Well, on our futures, our live cattle at the close, August was down 75 at 116.92, October down 87 at 114.65, August feeder cattle down 52 at 149.12, September was unchanged at 147.20, October hogs up 55 cents, 58.85, December was up 65 cents at 54.72. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat at the close was down 2 cents for September, 409 and 3 quarters, December down 2 and a quarter cents at 435, Chicago wheat, September up a penny, 417. December's up 0.75 cents, 438 and 3 quarters. September corn up 1 cent, 325 and a quarter. December up a half penny at 334 and 3 quarters. September soybeans up 13 and a quarter at 1001 and a quarter. And November was up 10 and a half cents at 985. On our cotton futures, October down 246 at 7360. December down 211 at 7394. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.